Hello, my friends. This is Linda Lippin, and welcome to the Pilates Goddess Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Linda. Welcome back. You guys, the podcast has only been around for a few weeks now. I've already got close to 250 downloads, some five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I am super excited. And this is all because of you guys, because of you as listeners. So please, if you love the podcast, share it, tell your friends, share the link. And please, if you're enjoying the content, go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. You can also leave a review or a rating on Spotify. Please leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, even if you don't listen to the podcast through Apple, because everybody sees the Apple Podcast ratings. So that said, let's get on to today's topic, which is one near and dear to my heart, which is exercise for aging bodies. Interestingly, there was a New York Times article this very week that talks about balance and the connection between balance and longevity. There are three things physically that really affect our ability to get by in our lives, that affect the quality of our lives, and that ultimately can affect the length of our lives. The second leading cause of unintentional injury deaths worldwide are falls. But, you know, if you've been to your doctor lately, you may notice that they don't have a really easy way to check balance, right? They check blood pressure, they test pulse, they test all kinds of things, but not that. The three physical things that we need to be able to do that are kind of predictors of how we're going to be moving forward are the ability to get up from the floor to standing, the ability to balance on one leg for at least 10 seconds, and the ability to walk at a brisk pace without falling. Now, these things may sound simple, but they're not. And they are all things that require practice. Because you see, all exercise really is, in my opinion, is practice for things that you might be doing when you're not exercising. You may wonder what I mean by that. So what I mean by that is, you know, I have a lot of clients who are over 50 because that's, you know, my little niche in the Pilates and exercise world is women over 50 with bone health issues, with osteoporosis or osteopenia, and with chronic pain. Now, these women are all what they call fall and fracture risks. So when these women come to me, they are already quite protective of their bodies, and rightfully so. Sometimes they feel very frail. And sometimes they have been to exercise classes where they felt like they were doing things that were actually questionable. For example, being asked to do deep squats when they felt like they could barely sit down and stand up from their chair. Or being asked to do single leg exercises, like standing on one leg exercises, when they didn't even feel like they could stand on one leg for even a second or two. Or being given high impact things, high intensity things that may have been too intense, or movements and things that seemed like they might not be great for the osteoporosis, like doing full sit-ups or rolling or inversions or, you know, anything like that. And the first thing that I do with most of these folks is I have them get out a chair. And we start our work by sitting down and standing up. We sit down and stand up with the legs wide. We sit down and stand up with the legs narrow. We sit down and stand up with the legs externally rotated. We sit down and stand up with the legs parallel and all the way together or slightly apart. And then we start to experiment with sitting down and standing up on one leg as they get stronger. Now, if you come from the strength and conditioning world, you know that what I'm talking about is a simple squat progression, right? Where we might go from just a basic dumbbell squat or front squat or goblet to a sumo squat or plié squat, to a closer stance squat, to a pistol squat or a single leg squat. Okay. Same kind of stuff. And then I might have them stand up and then we look at going into a similar kind of knee bend as the squat, but then hinging the torso forward from the hips as if they were going to pick something up and then standing back up or a deadlift, right? And then we do that with no weight. We do that going slightly deeper. Maybe we try that with a slightly straighter leg in a stiff-legged way. Then maybe we try that with just one toe touching the ground in the back and semi-standing on one leg and then moving toward one leg. And then, you know, you get balance work there. And then maybe we add some weight to that, you know, which could be a 5-pound bag of dog food or cat food. There are many ways of working on your balance. Okay. And many ways of working on your strength and conditioning. But what they're seeing now is that really the most useful work for aging bodies, the most useful work for longevity, the most useful work for bone health and bone strength is not necessarily the crazy, high-intensity, super heavyweight work. And it's also, frankly, probably not the equipment work or a lot of the seated work that we're seeing in some of the kind of osteoporosis exercise chains that have kind of sprouted up all over the country. Because again, you may be seeing kind of spot increases in bone density, but if your balance is still off, if you still, you know, can't bend your knees or bend from the hip, if you're still, you know, rounding your spine too much, if you're still doing all of these other things, then there's a good chance that you can fall, right? So my work with my clients primarily is about balance and fall prevention, right? It's about being able to catch yourself when you fall. And you may find it interesting that I almost teach my clients about falling and catching themselves. So maybe after we do a few of the unweighted deadlifts and we do them in a nice controlled manner, I have them kind of pitch themselves forward, catch themselves on their chair and push off with their arms to come back up. For my clients whose knees can take it, I have them kneel, and I do this in online group classes all the time. I have them kneel and then basically drop forward as if they were going to fall, catch themselves on their hands and push themselves back up to a standing kneel. Okay. I have them start kneeling, bring one foot in front of them, and then see if they can stand up. I have them do it on the other side. I have them stand up and put a foot up on the chair that we've been practicing the deadlifts and the squats on. And I have them work on simply planting their weight in that forward leg and lifting up their back heel to give them a little bit more work in balance and strength and in mobility in the hips and the knees and the ankles, right? So there's so many ways that we can do this. But there are certain movements, and I've said it before, and I'm going to continue saying it, that are truly basic functional movements for things we need to be able to do in the world to continue living with a good quality of life and a good quality of movement. Thing number one for me is being able to sit down and stand up on our own. Whether you're out to dinner, whether you're at a theater, whether you're home on the sofa, whether you're getting up and down off the toilet, whatever that looks like, you want to be able to sit down and stand up. And that is a squat, period. That's what a squat is. A squat is sitting down and standing up. Again, you can do it to different depths. You can do it holding things in different positions. You can do it with your legs in different positions, in different stances. You can do it with one leg. There's all kinds of ways of going about strengthening that movement. But the point of strengthening that movement for me is to be able to continue to be able to sit down and stand up. Okay. The next thing that's good to be able to do is pick something up off the floor if you dropped it. Or pick something up like maybe a heavy dining room chair and move it. Hence the deadlift, because that's what that teaches. It teaches the proper mechanics of how to pick up that heavy thing that you've got stored under the bed or the heavy box that just showed up at your door and pick it up effectively, carry it, and put it back down. Okay. Again, important skills. If a lot of my clients, you know, were scared to like pick up their grandkids and now they're not because they've been practicing these things. Another big skill set for me is the ability to balance on one leg and the ability to go up and down stairs, up and down ramps. And even higher steps into a bus, into an SUV, into anything like that. And that's why I teach the step up pretty routinely. And lunges in many ways are a form of a step up, right? When I ask my clients to kneel on the ground, bring one foot forward and stand up, they're essentially coming up from a lunge with that front leg. Okay. And then when they come back down, they're lunging down and then they're coming back up on the other leg. So for me, step ups and lunges are very much related exercises and related movements. But step ups are more approachable for a lot of folks who have a lot of kind of bad banter in their brains about the lunge and how lunges are hard and lunges will hurt them, right? It's the same thing that I hear about squats. I've had clients tell me that they can't do squats because their knees are bad, when in fact, it's that movement of sitting and standing properly that's going to help strengthen the muscles around the knees and help the knees function better. And that's where I brought the chair in, because I can talk to people about sitting on a chair and standing up. And a lot of times people will do that even if they don't want to do a squat, which is kind of interesting. Of course, every once in a while, even for the folks who just want to be on the chair, I have them walk a little further forward away from the chair and then do their squats without feeling the chair behind them. And people, after they've done that, feel truly accomplished, right? Because they've gone from being afraid of doing squats to actually doing full ones. Another skill is the ability to push off of something or push away from something or push something away from us. And there are two exercises that I really work for this skill is I work a bridge.
Are you suffering from chronic disease? Or maybe you're trying to live to 120 and optimize your health. Either way, the Your Health, Your Story podcast is for you. My name's Casper Schultz, and I've been traveling the world meeting with top doctors and experts in medicine and health with amazing discoveries that are making the incurable curable. I decided I had to share these stories to empower others who are seeking solutions but just couldn't find them. So join us for weekly enlightening discussions on how to beat chronic disease and live an incredibly healthy life that you won't hear about elsewhere.
And again, that's a supine lying down bridge. You can do the bridge parallel. You can do the bridge heels together, toes apart. You can do the bridge feet together. You can do a bridge with one leg. You can march while you're up in the bridge. What I do ask my clients to do is focus on reaching their knees forward and really getting the weight in their feet. And the bridge is an important one because it's all about the strength in the back of the body and the ability to kind of push your hips up and kind of push away from things. Okay. And then the other movement that goes with that in terms of kind of pushing is a push-up. And most of my clients are horrified when I even say those two words, push up. But once again, I start people where it's relatively doable and easy. So first, if they're standing, I have them go to a wall. I have them bring their hands just in front of their shoulders, just shoulder width. They walk their feet back until they're in a tiny bit of an incline. And then we just bend the elbows, dropping the chest toward the wall and straighten the elbows. Okay. And there's a push-up. If that's feeling good to them, the next time they can walk their feet back a little more, maybe lift their heels and be maybe at a little more of an incline. Again, when that starts feeling good, then we can move to a coffee table or the seat of the chair that they've been using for the other exercises. And then they're in still an elevated incline for that push-up, but not quite as elevated as on the wall. Then I work people coming down on all fours. And I talked about this in the last podcast. And then we can work on then planking and push-ups on all fours. We can do it on the knees, et cetera, et cetera. All of these exercises are about being successful at activities of daily living. All of these exercises allow my clients to feel better and stronger and more powerful when they're not with me and when they're out in the world, because they know that if they need to push something away from them, if they need to move something, if for some reason they fall and they need to get back up, they can. So the other night I was out walking Juniper and I tripped and fell. And I fell on my right knee in a lunge, and I stood right back up, partly because I do this kind of work for myself. So when that happens, I can just stand right back up. I didn't even have to be on my hands, which was great. This is why we exercise. This is why we exercise for aging bodies, because exercise is not an extra. If you don't do it, and especially now after COVID, when people are spending more and more time at home and sometimes more and more time on their own, this is the absolute best time to be working on these kinds of exercises. And if you are working with any kind of Pilates teacher, yoga teacher, personal trainer, and you are of this demographic, male or female, and you are not doing any of the above mentioned exercises in any way, shape, or form, or you've said things to your trainer like, I don't like squats and I don't want to do them, and so they're kind of allowing you to not ever do that, that's a problem. Because you are paying somebody to help you take care of your body. And personally, I want to do the best job for my clients, okay? Whether you're taking a half an hour class with me on Revel 3 days a week, whether you're in my Strong Bones online Pilates studio where I teach, you know, osteoporosis friendly classes 4 days a week, some with you know, small weights and other things, some just plain body weight, whether I'm working with one of my private clients online, okay, I want to give everyone the best work that I can for them. And I have good reasons for them behind what I'm giving them to do so that they're not sitting there thinking, you know, I told her that I hate doing this. Why is she doing this to me? I'll say to them, I want you to continue to be able to sit down and stand up. I want you, if the ground shifts or the subway shifts while you're on it, or you're on the train or the plane walking back from the bathroom and something moves, I want you to be able to hold yourself in balance. I want you to be able to catch yourself if you fall. I want you to be able to push yourself up off the ground. I want you to be able to walk up those stairs, okay? Basic life skills that we tend to take for granted until we don't have them or until they start to go. And not to bring up, you know, not great thoughts again, but just remember that falling is the second biggest kind of harbinger of unintentional injury death. Falls cause unintentional injuries and death. I want you to think about that because it's a big deal, especially when our balance is going. Okay. So it's easy to strengthen your balance. It's easy to strengthen yourself in these everyday movements. It does not take a lot of time. It can actually take, you know, half an hour, three times a week or four times a week. Like that's how easy it could be. If you're interested in joining me in any of the online experiences that I have for you in terms of exercising for the aging body, just go to the show notes. And there are some links there to my online classes, to my online privates, and to other ways of working with me. If you are working with your own trainer, your own yoga teacher and Pilates teacher, that is awesome. I encourage you to continue doing that. But please, please, please make sure that you are having these basic movements and basic life skills included in your workout because they are important. You need to keep them as much as possible. And having these skills will allow you to maintain the quality of life that you have and even improve the quality of your life as you get older. And frankly, I think that's the best thing of all. Why not get better as we get older? Because it is possible, my friends. It really, really is. So thanks so much for joining me, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Pilates Goddess podcast. Music brought to you by Nerd Salad. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, especially if you liked it. And please like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks.